This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, despite that it's a day that recognizes radioactive retaliation in Palm Springs. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the name of the three movies we're going to be reviewing later in this hour. Radioactive, which is a movie about Marie Curie, first female Nobel Prize winner, starring Rosamund Pike. It's being released on Amazon everywhere, on Prime. And then Retaliation, which is a movie with Orlando Bloom, and Palm Springs, which is getting a pretty strong response. It's a raunchy comedy, and yes, it has raunchy elements in it, starring Andy Samberg, J.K. Simmons, and others. We will review them all coming up on The Medved Show. There's also a secret weapon that may enable Trump to win the election. What is it? It's called coronavirus. So says Ted Rall, who is a political cartoonist and a contributor to the Wall Street Journal. We will get to Ted Rall's argument in a few moments. But first off, there's this. Yes, he went there. And it's just unbelievable. When I say he went there, I knew it was a matter of time, but okay, it's happened. On MSNBC, there's a guy named John Heilman, who used to write books together with Mark Halperin, and he's a sort of well-known political commentator on the left. And he believes that this entire decision by President Trump to send some federal personnel to Portland to try to protect federal property, which, as I've said before, can we remember this? Protecting federal property is what the Civil War was all about. That's how it started. Well, it was really about preserving the Union and ending slavery. But the reason it started was because the extremely misguided secessionists in the South had the idea that they could, with impunity, go ahead and take over a federal fort, which was called Fort Sumter. And right now there are people in Portland who are absolutely determined to burn to the ground a 16-story federal courthouse. You can't. That's a symbol of justice. It's a symbol of the federal government and the fact that, yes, federal power does extend even into the People's Republic of Portland. But John Heilman on MSNBC thinks this is all part of a grand conspiracy. Listen.
So undermining a form of voting that we know is going to be more important in 2020 than ever because of coronavirus, telling us that he's not necessarily prepared to accept the results of the election, using federal forces against peaceful demonstrators outside the White House, now in Portland, and increasingly encroaching on the state policing power, they're trying to make it sound like Chicago is going to be different, but he's setting precedents now, and I think Mika was exactly right this morning when she raised the proper concerns. And the Wyden quote to me crystallizes it. This is what would happen if you were an authoritarian president who was preparing to resist a loss in the election. You would be saying the things Donald Trump is saying, and you would be gradually rolling out federal police power into the states against the wishes of the mayors and governors in question. This is how it would happen. This is how the movie would play out. And anybody who's not looking at this with a state of alarm and concern and worried about, is this president going to employ formally martial law at some point, as Ron Wyden suggested yesterday, is that on the president's mind? Is there anybody, having watched Donald Trump for the last 3.5 years, who doesn't think that Donald Trump would try to employ martial law if he thought it was the only way he could stay in power? I ask you, Joe, is there anybody who's sensible who comes on the show who doesn't think that that's possible?
Okay, I don't think that's possible. I think I'm sensible. I think I'm looking at this. And by the way, I have a history of being right on this. Back in the Clinton administration, there were all kinds of people on talk radio. Some of them are no longer alive. Some of them are still on talk radio who were predicting that the whole Y2K computer thing was going to be an excuse for Bill Clinton to declare martial law and suspend the election, right? That Bill Clinton was going to hang on to power. There were other creeps who said that, oh, Barack Obama was going to declare martial law rather than give up power. Now, all of this is crazy. You know why? You know why it's crazy? Because we have a military we can trust. I don't believe that the military is politicized in this country. It's true, absolutely true, that the majority of people on active duty tend to vote Republican. At least that's what the polling shows. However, their loyalty is to our Constitution, and come on, would you get real? I mean, even if you believe that Trump is so evil that he would declare martial law and subvert the Constitution if he lost the election, I think he'll do anything he can to win. But I don't think that anything he can has to do with basically unconstitutional accretions of power. There are all kinds of political dirty tricks that might be tried on both sides, by the way. But this is paranoid, and it's sick, and it's crazy. And again, it's given a little bit of credibility only because of the coronavirus. Here is the latest. This is based upon a webinar that was hosted by Betsy McKay of the Wall Street Journal. The U.S. is not even close to defeating the novel coronavirus, and it's a health expert's worst nightmare, said Dr. Anthony Fauci yesterday. By the way, his first pitch, not his finest moment. He didn't throw out such a good first pitch, and the Nationals didn't win. I mean, I think they called the game after six innings, and the Yankees were ahead. But we are certainly not at the end of the game, said Dr. Fauci. I'm not even sure we're halfway through. Certainly, we are not winning the game right now. We are not leading the game. With Johns Hopkins University logging 15.3 million confirmed cases around the world as of Thursday afternoon, 4 million of them in the U.S. alone, with more than 600,000 deaths globally, including more than 144,000 in this country, the coronavirus pathogen is a health expert's worst nightmare, said Fauci. It's the perfect storm. We often talk about outbreaks and pandemics, be they influenza or other pathogens, that have to have a few characteristics that make them particularly formidable. Well, this particular virus has that. Moreover, he says, there are two characteristics that are unique that make it very compelling and imposing. Being spectacularly efficient, says Fauci, and spreading from human to human is one of those. And what he is saying is, look, we're not going to be done with the virus by November. It's going to be a factor. And Ted Rall says it's a factor that may help President Trump. And he says, if you look at the polling, everything shows that President Trump's voters are more motivated. They are more enthusiastic about actually voting for President Trump. And what he is arguing here is that if coronavirus is going on, and people are scared about actually going and waiting in line to cast ballots because they'll be vote by mail options, but that's more complicated to take advantage of. When it comes to people who really care and are willing to brave the coronavirus, first of all, Republicans are less frightened of coronavirus generally than Democrats are. I don't know if that's appropriate or if that's Republicans are right or Democrats are right, but that's a fact of life. And what he's saying, in a close election where everything will depend on turnout, basically Trump voters are more willing to risk their lives, to make sure their guy gets reelected. I think there may be some truth to that, a good deal of truth. What about truth to all of those UFO sightings over the years? Well, now we have the U.S. military and the United States Congress saying, well, maybe. We will get to the big UFO story, not covering it up, and a Tomlin's take on this moment in history coming up on the MedVet Show. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Michael Medved Show.
Don't muck it up. Keep it moving in the right direction.
We're hoping to keep it moving in the right direction, and one of the ways you can keep things moving in the right direction is sign up for our newsletter. It's free. It's no obligation, absolutely free. Today there are a bunch of new movies that we've reviewed, more than we're covering on the show. And these are very quick, easy to digest, 1-minute reviews. You can get them at the newsletter, just go to michaelmedved.com, sign up for our free newsletter. And while you're there, sign up to become a Medhead. That gives you access to this show 24/7, commercial free, to download anytime you want, and also gives you 50% off everything at the MedVed History Store. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Use the promo code SUMMER40. That's SUMMER40. It saves you $20, brings the cost down to 11 cents a day. It's a bargain. Go to michaelmedved.com. It's also a bargain to have Greg Tomlin on the show. We, from time to time, have done Tomlin Takes, which is a different generational perspective. It's actually right now a different physical location perspective. Glenn's back at the studio. I am consigned to broadcasting. It's actually from a closet is where I'm broadcasting from at home. And it's worked out pretty well, except for a little bit of an interruption before, right, Greg?
Don't kid yourself, Michael. It's a multi-million-dollar state-of-the-art studio. Look, I've seen where you broadcast. You're in front of about 1,000 classical music CDs, and you're hunkered down in a little corner of a cold room. I've been there.
Yes, yes, you have indeed, because you set it up so that it actually works.
That's right.
Okay, we were talking the other day, and I think we wanted to continue the conversation on air, about locating this moment in time in history. And you had a point to make about that.
Yeah, I think...
So go ahead.
Sure, and I want to get your perspective on this, Michael, because I've had this recurring thought. And that is, one of the most wise things a person can do is constantly check themselves and ask, is my reaction to whatever's going on, either in the world or with friendships or in my family, is my reaction to these things commensurate to what is actually going on? Okay? Am I not overreacting? Am I not underreacting? And constantly assessing yourself on that spectrum. So I do that a lot with current events in America. And one thing that I'm reminded of is your book, The 10 Big Lies About America. And one of the lies is America's coming to an end. How every generation kind of looks at their moment in an isolated context and goes, man, America's coming to an end. This is it. This is the moment it all shifts, the gathering storm. And now we pivot to the great downfall. And you said that even began with the Pilgrims. And it seems like it may be every 10 years, every 30 years, we wake up and go, oh my gosh, this is an existential moment. So I ask myself, where does the essence of this current moment fit in historical context? Because I wake up and I see a lot of cities in chaos. I see what looks like 1968, God forbid any assassinations happen or tens of thousands of Americans be lost in a war. But do you see what I mean, Michael? And so my question to you is, do you think that this is legitimately a different moment in American history? What we're seeing going on right now, how institutions are changing fundamentally in academia, in the media, in entertainment? Or do you think this is another this too shall pass moment? And do you abide by the Warren Buffett motto of never bet against America?
I certainly abide by the Warren Buffett model, and no, it's a mistake to bet against America. But I think this is a serious time, and one of the reasons it's a serious time, and I was thinking about this because it's fascinating. There's a new book that's just out called May 1st, 1971, and it's about this attempt by the radical left to basically shut down Washington in 1971 as a protest against the Vietnam War. And they had like 100,000 people who came to Washington. You know what happened? Is Richard Nixon, who was president at the time and was facing re-election, he arrested 33,000 people. It was the biggest mass arrest in the history of the country by far. And Washington wasn't shut down, and it was safe, and they didn't do the destruction they had promised to do. And basically, he responded in a strong and decisive way. Now, of course, he's wildly criticized for it, and Richard Nixon ended up in not such a happy sight. But the truth of the matter is, What concerns me, and the reason that I'm worried, and I do think that this is it, is I don't see that there is the same will or even ability to do something like that. I mean, they announced today they're arresting 16 people in Portland. There are a lot more than that who deserve to be arrested, don't you think?
Times 100.
And the fact that we don't have the will to do that, it's partially because some of the progressive rot has seeped down to cities across the country, and it's not just Seattle and Portland and San Francisco. It's all over right now. It's New York and Chicago. We used to have some reasonably effective mayors in this country, even though they had a D after their name.
Well, and for years and years, Michael, I've had a tendency to downplay the most extreme voices on the right and left. So when Obama took office and everybody, this is the end of our republic, I said, come on, it's the president of the United States. He has limited authority. We have separation of powers. There'll be another election in 4 years. And similarly, when Trump won the election, oh, everybody on the left, this is it. It's all over from here. Martial law coming our way. I said, calm down. He's just a president. Okay, but this time, Michael, I tend to agree with you and think that this moment is a bit fundamentally different because the traditional hallmarks of Western civilization are being so broadly undermined by so many institutions that hold America intact. And if those, you know, the cornerstones of our, you know, Judeo-Christian values are continually just disregarded, which it seems like more and more they are, I say, what do we have to fall back on at the end of the day? And in these protests that are happening and demonstrations and riots and lootings all over the country have such a mixed, multifaceted message. There's no clear goal. So say you do reform the police. Well, then what's next? Well, then we want a Green New Deal. Okay, we do that. What's next? Well, then we want to cancel rent. I mean, it's so discombobulated. It's so all over the place. I don't see an immediate end to this where 3 years we look back from now and go, wow, that was a really crazy moment, but we came through. I think this is more lasting than it ever has been, a crazy movement like this.
Well, I hope you're wrong.
Me too.
And I think you might be.
Okay. Give me
but
hope.
The real question here is, there are people out there on the left who think everything will calm down when Biden's elected. And I don't think that's true for a moment, because these people who are out there demonstrating, I know it's great political tactic to try to blame them on Biden, but they're not Biden supporters. They're not America supporters. They want to destroy everything. We'll continue the conversation. Will we be rescued by little green men and flying saucers? The UFO story and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Visitors to our nation's capital from coronavirus hotspots will be required to self-quarantine for 14 days. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser announced today anyone traveling from high-risk areas for non-essential purposes must isolate themselves starting Monday. A list of those areas was not immediately released. Neighboring Maryland or Virginia will not be on the list. The order will be in effect through October. It comes after a couple of main notes, the U.S. surpassing 4 million COVID-19 cases, and the number of cases in Florida topping 400,000. Down there, the mayors of the city of Miami and Miami-Dade County are asking residents to wear masks in their homes to lower the transmission rate between family members. The Toronto Blue Jays will reportedly play their home games this season in Buffalo and one of their minor league affiliate parks. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, people who have listened to this show for years and years, and I know that's some of you. I hope it will be all of you. You know that I'm a skeptic when it comes to UFO sightings and UFO theories and basic assumptions about people from other worlds who have come to visit planet Earth. And part of my skepticism has always been, well, wait a minute. If there was any indication at all, first of all, it's such a great press story. The press would be all over it. And if there was any reliable indication at all, defense industries would be all over it because suddenly we would have to spend a lot more, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, here is the first serious UFO story that actually I think should give anybody a little bit of pause about what we're dealing with here. And it's partially because it's named sources and it's real personnel. And the story in the New York Times by Ralph Blumenthal says that despite Pentagon statements that it disbanded a once covert program to investigate unidentified flying objects, the effort remains underway. It has been renamed and tucked inside the Office of Naval Intelligence, where officials continue to study mystifying encounters between military pilots and unidentified aerial vehicles. Pentagon officials will not discuss the program. Well, surprise, surprise. While retired officials involved with the effort, including Harry Reid, the former Senate Majority Leader, hope the program will seek evidence of vehicles from other worlds, its main focus is on discovering whether another nation, especially any potential adversary, is using breakout aviation technology that could threaten the United States. Senator Marco Rubio, the Florida Republican who was the acting chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, told a CBS audience in Miami this month that he was primarily concerned about reports of unidentified aircraft over American military bases and that it was the government's interest to find out who was responsible. Well, I think that's right, isn't it? He expressed concerns that China or Russia or some other adversary had made some huge technological leap that allows them to conduct this sort of activity. Okay, the program we're talking about was begun in 2007 under the Defense Intelligence Agency, and it was then placed within the Office of the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, which remains responsible for its oversight. For more than a decade, the Pentagon program has been conducting classified briefings for congressional committees, aerospace company executives, and other government officials, according to interviews with program participants and unclassified briefing documents. In some cases, earthly explanations have been found for previously unexplained incidents. Even lacking a plausible terrestrial explanation does not make an extraterrestrial one the most likely, astrophysicists say. But Mr. Reid, this is former Senator Harry Reid, former Senate Majority Leader, the former Democratic Senator from Nevada, who pushed for funding the earlier UFO program when he was the Majority Leader, said he believed that crashes of vehicles from other worlds had occurred and that retrieved materials had been studied secretly for decades, often by aerospace companies under government contracts. After looking into this, said Senator Reid, I came to the conclusion that there were reports, some more substantive and some not so substantive, that there were actual materials that the government and the private sector had in their possession, Mr. Reid said in an interview. Now, here's the one that really got me. Eric Davis, an astrophysicist who worked as a subcontractor and then a consultant for the Pentagon UFO program since 2007, said that in some cases, examination of the materials they had found had so far failed to determine their source and led him to conclude we couldn't make it ourselves. Mr. Davis, who now works for the Aerospace Corporation, a defense contractor, said he gave a classified briefing to a Defense Department agency as recently as March about the retrievals from, quote, off-world vehicles not made on this earth. Okay, this is a serious guy. Mr. Davis also said he gave classified briefings on retrievals of unexplained objects to staff members before the Senate Armed Services Committee on October 21st, 2019, and to staff members of the Senate Intelligence Committee 2 days later. Mr. Reid said, this is Harry Reid again, more should be made public to clarify what is known and what is not. It is extremely important that information about the discovery of physical materials or retrieved craft come out. Okay, what this sounds like is that they actually have some metals or other material that they cannot relate directly to planet Earth. And that's interesting. Is it relevant? Well, you do think it should be investigated, don't you? I mean, it clearly should be. Because if there is something like this, it is very important that people be prepared to deal with it, at least in some realistic way. Speaking of dealing with things in a realistic way, Joy Reid, who has been a guest on this show, and by the way, is personally a very pleasant person, like her a lot. She has a new primetime show on MSNBC. She's replacing Chris Matthews. Yeah, and she replaces Chris Matthews on her new MSNBC show and had this to say about President Trump, which, again, is kind of harder to believe, it seems to me, than even UFO theories. But listen.
In a bid to save his flailing campaign by going full 1960s George Wallace and stoking white suburban voters' fears of violent crime, Donald Trump announced today that he's deploying more federal forces to cities around the country. And he helpfully said the quiet part out loud by pointing out that the cities that will be, in a sense, invaded by Trump's secret police are led by Democratic mayors. He wants the white suburbs to be terrified of Black Lives Matter and to think that it's some sort of revolution against the police, etc. But what he's doing now is he's supplementing what were already some violent reactions by some police officers to the protests with his own paramilitary force, who are dressed up to look like the military, as if he's trying to create an image that Black Lives Matter protesters are attacking the military or being attacked by the military, right? War with the military. That is actually a pretty scary development, and it leads people to believe that he might be looking to use this again for the election.
Okay, this is outrageous. I mean, first of all, if comparing it to George Wallace, well, then why would he send forces to one of America's whitest cities? That's Portland. The black population in the city of Portland is 6% of the population. Nationwide, it's 13%. So, again, if he had sent all of this federal help to, say, Baltimore, which I believe has a black majority, and by the way, terrible, terrible crime problems. And it may be that local officials in Baltimore would actually welcome some federal help. And by the way, that's one of the things about this initiative. Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, has not entirely turned down this idea of President Trump giving some help in Chicago. Why not? Because there are federal gun laws. And part of this surge of personnel that President Trump is attempting, no, it's not aimed in alien invaders from extraterrestrial worlds. It could be aimed at some of the gangs and their illegal possession of guns. Gangs, not a problem in any of the three movies we're going to be reviewing, but there are all kinds of other problems involving radioactivity and child abuse and time warps. We'll get to those reviews and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at The MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to MichaelMedVed.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at The MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Okay, it's summertime, and later tonight it's Shabbat, and I hope you're looking forward to this weekend as much as I am. I'm looking forward to having a whole family reunion with our daughter who lives out of town, joining kind of everybody else here in the Seattle area at a time when, yes, the weather is beautiful in the great Northwest. Political climate, not so great. But that's another story. There's also a series of other stories from Hollyweird. And the big new movie release that I think everybody's talking about that is beginning to stream today, it's an Amazon movie, so you can see it on Prime if you want. It's called Radioactive. And it's not a thriller, exactly. It's about the discovery of radioactivity. That was a phrase, that term, radioactivity, was coined by Marie Curie, who became the first woman to win the Nobel Prize. She actually won two of them, and that's depicted in this movie. This is very different from the old 1940s Madame Curie movie with Greer Garson. This one stars Rosamund Pike, and it portrays this Polish immigrant to France as a woman who is difficult and, in fact, impossible, but also exceedingly brilliant.
There is another element that's skewing the results.
You think you found an undiscovered element?
You have fundamentally misunderstood the understood atom.
Okay, that's Marie and Pierre Curie. He's her husband, who's played by Sam Riley. They're both outstanding. And she actually carries a movie that has its disappointing elements. Part of the problem with the film is the director gets in the way of the main character. The main character, she is a fascinating historical figure, and she comes across as someone who is extraordinarily vivid. This is a terrific performance by Rosamund Pike. And the problem is the director gets in the way by having flash forwards where all of a sudden you talk about the discovery of radium, and then you're on board the Enola Gay before dropping a bomb on Hiroshima. You're in a hospital room where some kid in 1957 is being healed by radium. You're at Chernobyl. And the connection between Chernobyl and Madame Curie is tenuous. It doesn't make any sense. It slows the thing up. This is not like the old movie. It is not hagiography. It's not sainthood. It shows some of Marie Curie's faults, and her daughter, who, by the way, also won a Nobel Prize in physics along with her husband. Her daughter is played by Anya Taylor-Joy, who's also very good in the film. Three stars for the watchable but flawed and occasionally irritating Radioactive. The other big movie that's out there that is showing on Netflix and really all over the country is called Palm Springs. And for people who love the old 19, it's on Hulu. It's on Hulu. Okay, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Rockstar Greg. Palm Springs, which is a big offering on Hulu, not the other mention I made. Palm Springs features Andy Samberg, and he plays a guy who, like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day from 1993, is locked in a time warp. Every time he falls asleep, he then wakes up, and it's the same morning over and over and over again. Except he's stuck in Palm Springs, where he's gone for a kind of glitzy wedding, which has a lot of complications to it. And he doesn't know how to get out of the time warp. Listen.
The second you fall asleep, it all just goes back to the start.
Well, then what's the point of living?
We kind of have no choice but to live.
Okay, that's Kristen Milioti, who is kind of the best thing in this movie. She's a star who plays the love interest here. The difference between this and Groundhog Day, aside from the difference in setting, is that there are other people, there are two of them, who are stuck in the same time warp. And one of them, the love interest, Kristen Milioti, wants to help literally blow her way out of the time warp. The film is very much rated R. It is raunchy. There are lots of fairly graphic sexual scenes and references to all kinds of sexual practices. There's lots of drug use. And what it misses from Groundhog Day, Groundhog Day was a film about self-improvement. It was a film really, and which is why Groundhog Day to me was a four-star movie. It's a film about using every day to better yourself and to improve life. This has nothing like that, but it does have a romantic core to it and a few scenes that are genuinely chuckle-inducing. It's entertaining. It's for adult audiences, and very much for adult audiences. Three stars for Palm Springs, R-rated. By the way, the Radioactive movie is rated PG-13, and there's a completely off-the-wall, out-of-left-field nude scene, hence PG-13 and some harsh language and battlefield scenes. Speaking of battlefield scenes, the most limited audience of the big new releases is a film called Retaliation with Orlando Bloom. And he plays a young man who works as part of a construction crew that specializes in demolishing churches. And then you figure out, oh, he did that because he was victimized by a pedophile priest when he was 12 years old. And he has not gotten over it, especially when he meets that priest again after 20 years. Listen.
Forgive me, Father, for I've sinned.
What would you like to confess?
I've hurt someone severely.
The person he has to hurt severely is supposed to be the priest, but mostly he hurts himself. This is a film about mutilation. It is extraordinarily unpleasant to watch. And one of the things, there is he has a girlfriend who is a bartender, and she's constantly saying, I don't know why I stay with you. And I don't know why anybody cares about you. I don't know why I care about you. Well, I ask the same question. This is one of the most troubled, loathsome, whacked out characters you will ever see. There are scenes of self-mutilation here that where, honestly, everyone would have to look away. The film is rated R. And there's loads of language and grotesque sexual content and hideous violence and self-mutilation, and reconsider it. However, Orlando Bloom gives his all to this performance. It makes it someone you almost believe in. The religious symbolism is abused, as is the audience. 2 stars, and only 2 stars because Orlando Bloom's performance is capable for the film Retaliation. And coming up on Monday, we have a great deal of material to cover. Of course, I'm sure the weekend will be full of all kinds of happenings and events. But one of the things that I want to cover is there's a massive new study that was published in a genetics journal. And it's about a DNA test that was administered to some 30,000 people. That's a lot. And that casts new light on the experience of slavery. And there's a particular corner of that study that is highly relevant to the United States of America and profoundly important. Something else that is profoundly important to this country is dealing with the cancel culture. And I will admit it, my wife and I occasionally get food at Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's is under attack, not because of anyone on the staff, not because of treatment of customers, but because of certain product lines. So where has a Trader Joe stepped over the line? We will cover that as well on Monday. And meanwhile, on this weekend, it's so easy to get depressed looking at the news. Maybe it's a great idea to take that Sabbath idea to turn down or off the news, at least for some hours this wonderful weekend, and to appreciate really the blessings all around you in this summer season that still flow to this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.